Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills staked themselves to an early 10-0 lead, but they quickly saw it disappear, along with Stevie Johnson and E.J. Manuel, who were both lost to injury and did not return. Though the Bills were able to retake the lead in the third quarter, they ultimately dropped a 37-24 decision to the Browns.
I thought the guys went out there and fought hard. You know, when you look at the game, it was just, we gave up big plays. You know, we gave up a big play on special teams. You know, we gave up some big pass plays. And, we didn't make any, big plays on offense. So I think CJ's run was a big play. That was good. You know, but vertically down the field, we needed to make some plays and convert some of those third downs. Jeff went in the game. It was a short week. Really didn't have a lot of reps. We got a chance to win the game at the end, with a two-minute drive down by six. They played three buzz. Buzz the safety down before the snap, and, we throw a pick six. And, those are the things that happen. Unfortunately, it didn't go our way.
It took me a little bit to get going. It's been a while since, I've had any live bullets like that, and especially against, the ones like that. But, after just a few snaps, I felt like I settled in there a little bit and started seeing it better and slowing down a little bit.
That's this game. There's ups and downs in this game, and we just have to be able to, deal with them. We're playing in at an opposing stadium where they're going to feed off their crowd, and they were able to do so, and score some points. We have to be able to, counter that. And we didn't do that well today, and, it ended up costing us a game.
The Browns didn't generate much offense themselves, as they also lost their starting quarterback in Brian Hoyer in the first half. But they got a punt return touchdown from Travis Benjamin and an interception return for a touchdown from T.J. Ward with 1:44 remaining to put the game away.
I just really just misread on my part and just didn't see the safety, coming down, flying down on it. So just a screw up on my part.
Obviously, we would have liked to protect better for him, make some more plays for him. Because that's not easy coming in cold off the bench. Like Tool did, and credit him for coming in poised, and we didn't make enough plays to win, but he's obviously not the one.
It was a very intense game. We tried to get something going in the fourth quarter, but they got an interception, and that's pretty big in the fourth quarter with the time running out, and we didn't make the plays to capitalize to get back on top.
Now at 2-3 on the season, the bigger concern are the injuries to Manuel and Johnson. Manuel has a sprained knee. He will have an MRI on Friday. Johnson has a lower back injury. Fortunately, the Bills have a few extra days to lick their wounds before they return home for an October 13th game against the Cincinnati Bengals. At First Energy Stadium, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.